At last night's Borough Assembly meeting, Mayor Jeremy Maxand appointed Vice Mayor Dave Jack to act as the liaison for the Borough Assembly during hospital board meetings. This was voted on by the Assembly 6-1, and sitting as the alternate liaison is Assemblymember Pam Miklowski. And in persons to be heard, heated discussion erupted over a number of issues and concerns between the Borough Assembly and the Wrangell Medical Center. Hospital Board member Sylvia Edifah addressed Mayor Jeremy Maxand on recent emails and phone calls the WMC received from the Alaska State Fire Marshal regarding the size and safety of the Wrangell Medical Center meeting room. Edifah calls the entire situation an embarrassment.
My board hat is that I thought we dealt with this. Now I'm going to put on my citizen hat and say that I'm embarrassed. Mayor Maxand, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to see an email that has your name on it to the assistant fire marshal because I see it as not getting the answer that you wanted from the board. If you didn't get the answer you wanted from the board, come in and talk to the board again. But this is the second time, and I gotta tell you that I'm not happy. And as a citizen, and I'm talking only for myself, that's why I'm talking as a citizen right now. That's not what I expect in my leader.
Mayor Maxand defended his actions and calls for more open government.
It is the right of the public to have access to your meetings as an elected official, as a public organization, in an environment where they don't have to worry about tripping hazards, they don't have to worry about standing out in the hallway. It's not acceptable. And I apologize if you feel uncomfortable that I inquired to find out what the maximum occupancy was, but I was trying to determine myself how many people actually could fit in that room. And it's not very many when you consider the amount of equipment that's in there and the tables that are in there. That's simply what this is about.
Other topics addressed by the public included the construction of the new hospital, hospital board criteria and voting, and the overall relations among hospital staff, assembly, and community members. Assistant Director of Nursing Sue Nelson spoke up urging for everyone to focus on the goal at hand and how it's going to be achieved.
You know, we've sat here and discussed the size of our conference room. You want us to move our board meetings here to City Hall. You know, we're talking out of both sides of our mouth. We need a bigger conference room. We need our new facility. So let's move on and get this done instead of all this bickering. Get it together, guys, all of us.
Later in the evening, the Borough Assembly met for an executive session to discuss proposed contracts related to the construction of the WMC replacement hospital. In other business, a number of road improvements were approved for the 2011 to 2012 budget. The budget allocates for $250,000 to go to the asphalting of Campbell Drive, Mission Street, Phillips Street, Upper Ash Street, Council Drive, and Wrangell Avenue. Work will begin in the months to come. And finally, two members of the community were honored for their services, first being the late Richard L. Ballard for his long service to the community and the country. The Borough Assembly proclaimed July 29th Dick Ballard Day. And in other celebrations of service, Janelle Privett accepted a certificate of appreciation for her work with the Nolan Center and the Civic Center Board from 2004 to 2011. Privett recently resigned from the Civic Center Board for personal reasons. And with board and committee positions opening, Borough Clerk Christy Jamison reminds the public applications begin Monday, August 1st for the following open positions on the Borough Assembly, Port Commission, School Commission, and Hospital Board. Applications are available at City Hall, and elections are Tuesday, October 4th. To listen to the entire Borough Assembly meeting from July 26, visit ksdk.org. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.